To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Mic check, mic check. Mic check, mic check. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Music Affairs Collective, coming live from unceded Musqueam territory, beautiful British Columbia, Point Grey campus, UBC. What's good, Vancouver? What's good? This is the power we all clap. Woo-hoo! It's a Music Affairs show. We made it. We made it. Episode number one of the Music Affairs show, yet to be named. What's good, people? We have taken over the airwaves from 5 to 6 p.m. every Tuesday, officially. My name is Eric Shaori, and I'm in the studio with a bunch of lovely people. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So, if we all may.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
Bailey, tell us a little bit more, Bailey.
I'm interested in music, the Vancouver music scene. Uh-huh. Just want to support some people that are doing some good things and listen to good music in the meantime.
Awesome.
Hello, I'm Isia. I just moved here from Mississauga, Ontario, and I'm a first year, and yeah, I'm trying to get into the Vancouver music scene, and I'm excited.
I'm Killian. I'm from Calgary, trying to get into the music scene here just like everybody else, and I figured this has got to be one of the best ways to do it.
I'm Alex. I'm a little bit sick today, so I'm going to do some limited talking, but... I'm from Montreal, so I know the scene over there pretty well. So I'm trying to get to know the West Coast scene a little bit better. So it's a good way to, you know, have conversation with people and all be like-minded. And here we are, yeah.
My name's Crystal. I was born here in Vancouver, born and raised. I'm also slightly sick. It's flu season, and I'm actually just here for free concerts. Now everyone knows, so.
Hi, I'm Aiden. I am a fourth year history student at UBC. I'm born and raised in Vancouver as well, but I've never actually discovered the music scene in Vancouver, and I'm just here to do that right now.
I'm Jonah. I just transferred to UBC into third year. I'm a hip-hop head, indie head, pretty much just a music head, looking to get into broadcasting and talk about some local Vancouver music.
Hi everyone, my name is James. I'm originally from Toronto, and I'm here because I listen to too much rap, and I want to get introduced to some other stuff, so I'm excited to see what you guys listen to.
We got one more.
Hi, my name is Bryden. I'm from Calgary. I'm in first year engineering, and yeah, I just really like music, and I'm excited to share with you guys.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Music Affairs Collective. And like the name suggests, this is a collective who are gonna make music their affair. You get what I'm saying? Like everyone mentioned, something to do with music. That's what we're about. We're gonna be the platform, officially, for connecting the Lower Mainland music community with radio. This is a community radio station, and we got members who are UBC students, non-UBC students. Everyone in this room right now, everyone in the studio is a UBC student. We got some fans out there. Music Affairs Collective, we got off to a great start. I'd like to introduce myself again, Eric Shaori, local hero, villain, host of the New Era show, and also going to be one of the co-hosts of the yet-to-be-named Music Affairs Collective show. So, what is this Music Affairs Collective about?
So, the Music Affairs Collective, we are a team of volunteers, and we produce and broadcast content relevant to the Lower Mainland music community. Mm-hmm. And so this can include things like interviews with musicians, industry representatives, We cover municipal politics, if it applies to music, of course, and we explore all other topics of interest if it relates to the Lower Mainland community. Our focus is on providing coverage of diverse and unique perspectives and how it relates to the music scene. So we have a few key tasks and responsibilities. This is stuff that we want to do. So we are creating this weekly program, which you know focuses on current affairs. So we're going to reach out to campus groups and organizations, venues and artists to get our name out there and to get involved with the music scene. After that, we're going to create written content for CITR and Discorder. So if you're interested in the show and you're interested in stuff in the Lower Mainland, that's how you get in touch with that. We're going to network with the student body because, of course, like Eric said, we're all UBC students. And so there's like really a lot of music talent on campus. We're looking to get involved with that. And then the last thing, which is what I'm most excited about, is that we're going to host live in-studio performances here featuring local acts.
Wow. That's what the Music Affairs Collective is about. Long story short, we're just going to be bringing to you everything music-related, you know. We're going to be hosting this show every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. until further notice. Every week, we're going to have a rotating panel of speakers, you know. We're not going to have a host for this show. We're going to have co-hosts. We're all going to host this show together. So ladies and gentlemen, this is your team. This is the first half of the team. And you're going to get to know more about these beautiful people starting now, okay? Because we are a music collective, but like we just met once. It's our second time meeting, and we don't even know each other that well. So it's time for an icebreaker. And we're going to find out what our tastes in music are like. You know, how diverse are we? And we're going to start with the beautiful Bailey on my left. Girl, tell them what you like to listen to.
Thank you. Well, that's a really hard question to answer. But I guess I would say I started more with, like, indie alternative stuff, you know, as people do. And then from there, I kind of, like, branched out, found some folk punk, found some punk, mixed some things with folk. Just mix a couple genres together, and I probably like it. Yeah, that's what I would say. That's how I'd describe it.
That's very diverse.
Hi, it's Isia again. And, yep, it's pretty hard to describe what I listen to. I have a habit of finding, like, one thing and then listening to it so much that I can't anymore. Right now, I'm just listening to Injury Reserve, like, constantly. I love their new album. It's great.
What genre is that?
They're, like, a hip-hop group. There's, like, three of them, a producer, two rappers. They're from Phoenix, Arizona. So that's what I'm listening to right now. And, yeah, I'll probably change, but that's it.
So... this is going to sound a little... I don't really think of things in terms of genres. I don't really listen to a specific genre or specific genres. I just listen to stuff that clicks with me. And so that's why I actually really wanted to get involved with this affair, just because if it clicks with me and I really like it, I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to love it.
Awesome. I definitely agree with what Killian just said. If it clicks and it works, then you just listen to it. I'm more into indie alternative. But, yeah, we'll definitely listen to everything if it works. And I'm Alex, by the way.
This is Crystal. I mostly listen to hip-hop and R&B. Right now I'm listening to A Tribe Called Red, who are also Canadian. If you don't know, they're a DJ collective, I believe, if anyone wants to correct me on that. Also listening to a lot of Snow Allegra, if anyone's heard of her. She's a Swedish R&B singer, and if you know Drake, so on Drake's More Life, she was the sample for Do Not Disturb, and I'm sure you know Drake, so that's what I'm listening to lately.
Hey guys, Taryn here. To be honest, I have a very diverse amount of music. I listen to, right now my favorite band is Blind Pilot. It's like an indie band. My favorite song by them is it's called Umqua Russian. But then on Sundays I'll listen to like Andre Bocelli or even Gypsy Kings, and that really gets my mood going.
Hey, it's Jonah. I'm a huge hip hop fan. MF Doom, you know, one of my favorites, Isaiah Rashad. And then I've been recently getting into a lot of indie, so bands like His Golden Messenger, Kevin Morby, kind of like more obscure stuff, and really, really into blues right now. I don't know, there's something about it. Just gets me going. Love it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, expanding my music taste and listening to some stuff I've never heard before.
Hi, so my name is James. Like I said earlier, I'm a huge fan of hip-hop, and I know a lot of people here are too. I find that my music taste usually revolves around bands and artists that, like, have a big emphasis on lyrics. So I just like hearing stories. So that's what I enjoy, personally. Pass it on.
Yeah. Hey, it's Bryden again.
I'm in charge of the music you're hearing right now in the background, just for today. That'll change over time, but if you like or don't like what you're hearing, you can thank or blame me.
Exactly, blame him. Not the rest of us. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a crackpot of diversity in this studio right now, you know, and that's the best part, you know. We're all, like, intellectuals out here in college, you know, but more than that, you can see we're connected even before we knew it. We've been connected, you know, same taste, similar taste. I've heard a lot of, like, new stuff that I've never heard of. Looking forward to exploring that, you know, yeah. Got something to say, Killian? No. So yeah, the best part about the collective, the one thing we're all passionate about is music, and like this is a new experience for all of us, you know, being on radio, you know, coming, you know, doing the research, album reviews, event reviews, but you know, we're gonna do that so you, the listeners, can just sit back and enjoy the music, you know. We're gonna tell you what's good. We're not gonna tell you what's good and what's bad, but we're gonna tell you what's there, and you can decide that for yourself. You know, we're gonna like save you the time of going through stacks and stacks of music. You know, we're gonna break it down to you what's good and what's not. And you know, speaking of what's good and what's not, I had a question, you know, and I know also Killian had a question. Killian, what was your question?
So my question was, what are you listening to right now? Just because I feel like that's something that lets you get a good insight into what people like and what they're going through right now.
Yeah. So why don't you start us off with your answer, bro?
So I've had the Smiths on loop for like the last month, and I think they might be my new favorite band. Just because, I don't know, I listened to them a lot when I was young without knowing it. You know how your parents play stuff in the car and you're like, I don't know what this is, but I like it. And so it was so weird for me listening to the Smiths and realizing, wow, all those songs I heard before, I'd heard without even knowing it, and I love them so much.
As I mentioned earlier, I've been listening to a lot of Injury Reserve. I've also been listening to the new Corbin album, which is really good. I've been listening to This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads just on repeat. I don't know why, but it's a really good song. And yeah, I've those things mainly, like a lot of Outkast. And yeah, that's it.
A lot of Outkast?
Yeah, a lot of Outkast.
I've been listening to a band called New Swears a lot. They're a Canadian garage punk band, and I just find that they're a lot of fun. Like, I started with their song TV Shows. I love that one. And then 777, I think it was from an older album, just caught on. I find it's really good for me to study to, just because it's a lot of noise, but it's just upbeat and it's fun to listen to. So yeah, I've been really loving them. I think they're from Ottawa.
Alex again. I've been listening to Blue Hawaii lately. They just released an album a couple days ago, actually. They're from Montreal, so definitely, yeah, close to home for me. I don't really know how to describe it. It's kind of pop and dance and stuff. I don't know. But they're actually playing at Celebrities Underground on Saturday, and I'll be going to that. So if anybody's listening to this and want to join me, then that'd be a fun time. Also been listening to Daphne's new album, another Canadian artist out there. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like everyone's stuff is so obscure, like I've never heard of it before. It's kind of intimidating. I've just been, I guess not really lately, but I just got tickets to this R&B singer. Her name is Her. She, if anyone's heard of her, she's an R&B singer. I don't remember where she's from. Does anyone know? Yeah, no, from the States, right? Yeah, okay. But basically her whole like gimmick is that she doesn't show her face. So like her album cover is just like her silhouette, and I think even when you go to her show, she hides her face, because apparently it's all about the music, so I've been listening to a lot of her lately.
I've just been listening to Blind Pilot. It has this like very summer, hipster kind of good vibes, and I'm just trying to not let go of that. But other than that, before I was listening to a lot of J. Cole, his new album, Free Eyes Only. I just feel like there's a lot of relevance, like everything he says in his lyrics to what's happening today. But other than that, yeah, J. Cole and Blind Pilot.
Yeah, so it's Jonah again. I've been outside of kind of preparing for this radio show. I've been working on like a podcast on the side, and as a part of my research, I've been listening to the Velvet Underground's discography, specifically the Velvet Underground and Nico. And it's just the weirdest, craziest, coolest music that I am so surprised I haven't listened to before. I love it so much.
Nice. So it's James. I've been listening to an album called Splendor and Misery. It's by Clipping, which is a three-piece, so it's two DJs and one guy that usually does the spoken word. And it's really skeletal beats. It's hip-hop. Really skeletal beats. And this album specifically is about space slaves. Seriously, it's a concept album. And it's about slaves in space. Super high-tempo songs. And I just find it's a lot of fun because you can kind of learn more about the story every listen. So I'm just starting to like peel back the layers a little bit. Yeah, and it's a good album.
It's Bryden. I've been kind of stuck in the 70s lately, listening to a lot of Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, Joni Mitchell, that kind of stuff. But I'm looking to kind of break into some more modern stuff as well. I'll listen to anything, but yeah.
Once again, the diversity is it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, we got all sorts of tastes in here. I wonder how we actually all came together, because there's very few of us who are... you know what I mean, click in terms of music. But like, I guess that's the whole point of this collective. We're just like here to expose ourselves to things we're ignorant to, you know, such as the types of music out there. And I believe it was James who had like earlier on had a question for the group.
Yeah definitely.
What's your question, bro?
So I find myself a lot of times I have like a certain mood. Or let's say I have a certain mood that I want to get into. And I always use music as a way of doing that. I wanted to know, just from the group, if you take music, or if you take your mood, let's say, and you listen to music that's based off your mood, or if you're more like me, where you take a specific mood and try and get into it with music.
I think I definitely listen to music more to suit my mood. Like, it's kind of like, oh, I'm feeling upbeat, time to listen to some upbeat stuff. Chilling at home, like, a lot calmer music. But I think sometimes with upbeat stuff, if I really need to, like getting ready to go out and I really just want to stay home in, like, my comfy bed, then I will put on, like, some more upbeat music. And I definitely would use it in that way at that point. But generally, definitely more to suit the mood I already have.
Nice. Yeah, lately I've been using music a lot to wake up. If you wake up and like blast a Death Grip song, you'll probably be up pretty soon because it's pretty loud. But I also find I do listen to music to like suit my mood, especially when I'm sad. I listen to like depressing Damien Rice songs or something, which probably isn't effective in making things better, but I don't know. I enjoy it.
You have like Blower's Daughter and you're like, I'm so sad, I'm gonna cry. Exactly.
Totally feel that with the alarm clock. Yeah. Like you put a song on for your alarm clock, but then the thing is like you end up ruining that song because now the only thing you can associate it with is like that terrible feeling of waking up.
So what you have to do is put on a song that you hate.
Oh yeah, no, my strategy for the alarm clock is I put on a song I hate. It's already ruined for me, and then I'm like I put my phone across the room and I have to run to turn it off because I hate that song so much. I would have to say though, I'm probably a little bit different than you guys. I use music like to get me into a mood. So I find, especially with waking up, actually, I tend to pick, even though I don't like them, they're like really exciting songs. And so then I wake up and I rush to turn it off. But if I'm feeling good, I want to like, I don't know. It's It's hard to describe. It's like I've got certain hype songs, I've got certain exciting songs. I need to like convince myself to study. I've got study songs, and I've just got these categories that I know like this is for this, this is for this, this is for this, and then I can pick them to change my mood. And I think that's one of the best things about music.
Yeah. Do you mind just sharing your study playlist? Cause man, I think I need that.
Yeah. it's a lot of instrumental stuff I use. So like one thing I've been listening to is, first of all, it depends on the kind of studying you're doing. So like for math or something, like if I'm just doing math problems, it's gotta be like St. John Hawk is what I use typically. Mm-hmm. And it's like really upbeat and there's no lyrics and it's like kind of pulsing and it gets you into it. And it's like motivation essentially.
Okay. Fair enough.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A lot of movie soundtracks.
You got a favorite movie soundtrack?
Honestly, my movie soundtracks, the movie soundtracks I listen to are really, they're like pretty depressing. Like, I've been listening to Schindler's List.
Wow.
Very depressing, but it's actually such a beautiful soundtrack. Mm-hmm. There's the end credits, and then Munich. If you guys have ever seen the movie Munich, really, it's just really, honestly, for me, it's just very powerful music. Mm-hmm. Has so much soul to it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can definitely get on board with the lyricless sort of studying. So yeah, but the question was about setting moods, but yeah. But yeah, I'm a mood setter, I guess, if I'm playing music for friends or just, like we were having a Thanksgiving dinner the other night, and you know, just put on some jazz and everyone's having some wine. It's real relaxed. But that's, I mean, it's dangerous also being like the mood setter, because then if everyone's really upbeat and you play more like calming stuff, then everyone just lounges. And it's good and bad.
It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, once you start playing music for your friends, it's kind of like, what is Alex doing now? I don't know. Keeps it fresh.
This is also off the topic of our question again, but do you guys feel confident in being like the music player? Because I never do. I'm like, I don't want to force people to listen to my music.
Yes. And if someone doesn't like it, then yeah, I don't know. I like it, so.
I feel like when you're playing music somewhere, like if you're at a party or you're in a car, it's fine to have the aux cord, but you have to be willing to listen to feedback. Like if somebody's like, man, this is like, you're playing Elliot Smith at a party. This is not the tone. Then you gotta calm it down. And you gotta be like, all right, I appreciate your feedback, and I'll adjust.
I think it's a lot of trial and error with the aux cord. You know, like you gotta know who you're with. If you're with a more party crowd, maybe have some Migos on the tape. If you're with like a bunch of white guys, you're playing some, I don't know, Uncle Cracker, just like super sing along tracks. You know, it depends. It's an art form with the aux cord. Yeah.
Crystal, we didn't hear from you.
I'm going to say hard pass. On the aux cord, I never call shotgun for that reason. So.
Yeah, I actually find there's a decent amount of pressure on controlling the music. I feel music tells a lot about a person. But I hate when someone just puts on some like mainstream garbage, and it's just I know I'm being a little bit critical here, but like it just kind of sucks. Like, put something a little bit more unique on.
Hey man, are you saying you're not about Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide?
No, not really.
We're not gonna get along.
I do like Despacito though.
No, that's worse.
That's
way
worse.
Yeah, so I actually had a question. Or are we still going? All right, chill. I had a question, just like about what your guys' first music experience was, whether it's like the first album you bought, the first concert you went to, the first song that you really like cried to, something like that. Just like your first like substantial music experience.
Sure, so I can give it a go. So for me, it was my parents had recorded the 2003 Top 100 songs on VHS. So I had this tape, and it had all kinds of pop music, all kinds of rap, and the song that I always think of when I think of that time is Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem. Super sad song, but like, I don't know, it like connected with me, and I was really vibing with it. So I also find that the music you listen to when you're a kid, like, really influences what you end up listening to later. So that kind of set me on my hip hop adventure.
Sorry, I just want to confirm that. How old were you when you said you connected with Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem, and that set you off on a hip hop journey? Like, what?
Yeah.
How old were you? I thought we're all the same age here.
Yeah, no, I'm actually 19. So I'm
okay. So you're definitely like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I was super young. I was super young. I just like the raps, you know.
Yeah.
When I was in, like, 4th grade, I was in a production of The Lion King. I was a zebra. So the soundtrack, the Broadway soundtrack of The Lion King, will always hold a very special place in my heart. And you mentioned crying to a song. For some reason, I once cried to a Katy Perry music video. But I think that...
Which one?
Part of me, she's, like, in the army. I think that had more to do with, like, events that happened that day than Katy Perry, but important.
So you're talking about first music experience you remember? My first concert that I remember going to was The Wiggles Live, and it was awesome. That's probably still my favorite concert I've ever been to. And then the first music experience I remember, if I had to say, would probably be, or the first time I really remembered music affecting me was in like grade 6 or grade 7. I listened to Funeral by Arcade Fire, and I was like, oh my god, this is like really good. And then they were like my favorite band, and they're coming here in 2 weeks, speaking of local music affairs, and that's going to be awesome.
See you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first concert was actually a U2 concert. I went with my whole family, with my dad. I stopped a fight at the concert. But no, wow. I think what that was significant about the concert was they were really political. So like, they mentioned a woman that was imprisoned unjustly in Myanmar, and now she's the president. Mm-hmm. And then they started singing this song called One, and I think that had a really big impact on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also we have a new guest in the studio as well, Jason. Hey Jason, thanks for joining us. You'll get a chance to tell us a little bit about yourself as well, but
you can go for it.
All right, my first really kind of formative album that I connected with was The Wall by Pink Floyd, and I know that's probably a common one, but it was my dad's favorite album, and it was the first one that I really, that felt like it was more than just kind of, you know, a collection of songs, and that was really important to me. Mm-hmm. Also, we got to see Roger Waters do it live, which is cool.
So yeah, Jason, if you could just tell the listeners your name, you know, a little small thing about you.
Hey guys, I'm Jason, I'm from Kenya. You guys have all said lots of different musicians that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy. I was talking musical experiences. The first like song I remember was I Can Transform You by Lil Wayne. The only reason I remember is because me and my friends were so like, we're gonna get this rap and we're gonna get it. So when it comes on, we're gonna be the guys who put it down. And so yeah, that's the first song I can actually remember.
Yeah,
that's me.
That's cool. Awesome. So like, we're going to go into our first official Music Collective public service announcement. Then we'll be back with some more conversation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Yes, and we are back with the Music Affairs Collective show, which is yet to be named. Still working on that. But yeah, that first round was just, you know, us guys getting to know each other as well as you, the listeners, getting to know us. By the way, feel free to contact us. It's been a long day. But yeah, feel free to contact us on Facebook on the CITR page before we get our own page running. Feel free to email us. We'll have that with you, that information with you in a bit. But basically, we're here to give a platform to up-and-coming artists of all diversities, you know, no discrimination. If you're trying to get yourself heard, if you're trying to get your band heard, just contact us. We're going to be having reviews. We're going to be having interviews. It's an exciting time, and I'm excited to be part of this show. And we're just going to get back to the shenanigans of getting to know each other. And yeah, actually, one thing I was going to try and find out from you guys, if you don't mind just, you know, telling us where you're from, like your hometown, and then like what the music scene is like in your hometown compared to out here in Vancouver. If you're from Vancouver, then like, you know, just give us your opinion on like the music scene here and like other places that you've been to.
Okay, so I'm from Richmond, technically. I don't really know anything about the music scene there. There was a couple bands that would play at a community center when I was in high school, but they all play in Vancouver now. I think that's the place to be. I don't know like that much. I find with my interaction with the Vancouver music scene is a lot of friends' bands or friends of friends, and then I go to the shows, and then there'll be like three similar bands, which is great. I love to be invited to those, but I find it hard to jump into different music genres. Like, I know nothing about like the rap or hip hop in Vancouver just because I don't know people that do that, so I don't get invited to those shows. And I would love to learn more about that because I have no idea.
Hi, I'm from Mississauga, which is like right next to Toronto, so. If anything, I'd always go to shows in Toronto, and I wouldn't say that I knew a lot about the scene, but there was like a lot of cool local artists, like this guy Slywy and this guy Chris LaRocca, who just released a new EP called Voila, and it's really good, so you should listen to it. And comparing it to the Vancouver music scene, I've only lived here for a month, so I don't know that much, but I'll get back to you on that one.
Jason? I'm from Nairobi, that's my city. The music scene in Nairobi is pretty good, mainly Saudi soul, They have a lot of good stuff. Comparing it to the Vancouver music scene is quite different. Diverse sounds, but like, yeah, they're both really good, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm from Montreal, and the scene there is, it's hard to describe the difference between the Montreal music scene and Vancouver music scene. I mean, the cities are completely different as well, so it's hard to kind of compare them, but my experience with the Montreal scene is that there's more, let's say, it's more danceable. That's how I feel, I don't know. So the concerts I've been to there, I feel like I can move a lot more. It's more synth-driven, funkier as well, I find. Vancouver's got a very interesting, like, guitar-driven, like, droning sort of thing going punk as well, which is really cool. A little more angsty out west. I don't know what that is, but I still really like it. Definitely enjoy that.
Yeah, it's like all Vancouver shows that I've been to are just angsty. They're like angsty basement shows.
Yeah, so like I was gonna actually like ask another question about if you go to a concert, do you like to dance? Do you like to sit, or do you like to stare at your feet if you're, you know, going to a shoegaze concert? Or I don't really know. Yeah. So it's like that kind of.
Guess we'll answer
that. Yeah. Okay. For the longest time, I would just want to stand, and like I didn't know what to do. And then one time, I was at a show, and I accidentally got like swept up into a mosh pit, and I had the time of my life. So that's my go-to now. Like it's with those angsty like basement shows. They're really nice mosh pits. I remember like, okay. No, it's so nice. The first time, so I'm like standing at the front, and then suddenly this mosh pit starts, and I'm swept up into it. I look at my friend, and we're both like, okay, I guess we're doing this, and like. I got knocked over, and before I even touched the ground, I was already helped back up. And there was like one that I was in where someone dropped their phone and they went, oh, my phone, in the middle of the show, and the mosh pit just parted, and then everyone helped him like find his phone. Like, I've had such a good time with mosh pits.
That's a great story.
Ending or something to that story.
No.
We should mention though that not all mosh pits are that safe.
That is true. I've been very lucky with mosh pits.
You're very lucky. Yeah. That's cool. What about you guys on Alex's question? What do you like doing?
Yeah, okay, so I'm from Vancouver, and as a hip hop fan, I don't think the hip hop scene is that big here. I wish it was bigger. Like in Toronto, for example. But I think it's getting bigger now. There's some really cool artists out there like Missy D, Kimmortal. Missy D is a UBC alum. And in terms of hip-hop concerts, mosh pits are a no-go. Do not go in the mosh pit. I have very bad experiences with mosh pits. I went to a Childish Gambino concert. It was at the Forum. It was very packed. And me and my friend definitely got... we fell down first, and then a bunch of people piled up on top of us. So it was like, I thought I was going to die for sure. It was really scary. So, yeah, not into that.
I guess it depends on, like, the type of music I'm listening to. But from experience, I went to a Taylor Swift concert. It was the Red Tour. It was, like, right after... It was right after we graduated. But yeah, we were just sitting down, probably the best idea to sit down. There's a lot of dads there, yeah. Their daughters. But yeah, probably sitting down.
Yeah, so my first concert experience, like other than going with my mom to concerts, was actually at that Childish Gambino concert. And I can tell you from experience, it was no bueno. Like it was just packed. Like I was wearing the two shirts and they were both just soaked by the end. Everyone was falling over each other. Since then though, I've been to a couple more hip. I went to Vince Staples. Run the Jewels was awesome. But in terms of local Vancouver scene, I've only seen like some bands that played in my high school. Funk Shui, if you've heard of them. Super dope guys. Shouts out to Isaiah if you're listening. But local scene, not so into it. Hopefully by the end of this semester that'll change.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with how the music scene is in my hometown. So I'm from Oshawa, Ontario, which is like 45 minutes east of Toronto, and there is no music scene. The only band that I know of is actually a band that's comprised entirely of police officers, and they tour all the high schools, and their hit single is "Bullies Ain't Tough." So shout out to Constable Wilson, that's my boy. As far as the Vancouver scene, I enjoy the punk aspect of the Vancouver scene. Like a lot of you said, tons of angst, and that makes for good moshes, violent moshes. But I find it's fun as long as you don't end up with a bloody nose or something.
Well, you were talking about how in Oshawa there's like no music scene, but I have like friends from there because I'm from like kind of near there, and there's actually a lot of like metalcore bands and like heavier bands and hardcore bands and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of like, you were talking about mosh pits. I went to a Brockhampton show recently, and it was literally the sweatiest thing I've ever been to. I was soaking wet by the time I got out, but everyone was really nice. I dropped my glasses, and I thought it was the end, but I found them. So, yeah. So sometimes, like, it can be bad. Like, I feel like even at Joey, like, here, like, during the welcome back barbecue, it was kind of bad, and there's, like, a lot of really drunk people, but sometimes people are really nice, and they look out for each other, so... Sometimes.
So I had a question also for everyone, and I want to know what everyone's guilty pleasure artist or song is.
No guilty pleasures.
So this whole semester, the one I've had on loop has been Stay by Zedd. I don't know, my TA played it, and I hear some judging laughs. I don't know what's going on. I thought this was a judge-free zone. They played it, and I was like, oh my god, this is really good. Or, yeah, oh my god, I really like this. And then every time I want to get into a mood, going back to getting into moods early, I want to get into that let's get going, let's do something mood. It's that song that I use. And that's my guilty pleasure song.
I feel like I like really have to go through my Spotify to answer that.
What I'm doing right now.
Yeah. What is a guilty pleasure song to you? Just like something you would be embarrassed telling your friends
exactly.
To listen to?
Exactly, like Taylor Swift, or if you like Despacito a lot for some reason.
Oh, I was talking about this earlier. I was hanging out with my friends, and we were just on YouTube listening to songs, and Nickelback queued up next. And Rockstar by Nickelback came on.
It's a good song.
That is a really good song.
I was grooving, I was singing along.
Man, I don't get the hate. You know, I don't get the hate. Why do people hate Nickelback so much?
I understand the Nickelback hate, but that
song
is a good song.
Hell no. I have no reason to hate Nickelback. It's just I remember growing up and like not really having a huge like my own taste in music and just kind of like tagging on with like my mom and my sister and them having this thing like a huge thing against Nickelback, and I like didn't even know who Nickelback was, and I was like, yeah, Nickelback sucks. Like I knew nothing.
Everybody just wants a band to hate. I feel like if you're going to hate Nickelback, there's got to be at least like a dozen mid-2000s pop rock bands that you should mention before Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daughtry,
Sum 41, like, come on, guys.
I need you guys to stop saying these names of bands that I love.
Fat Lip is a good song.
My guilty pleasure is Andrew WK. I'm not sure how many of you know him, but he makes the worst, best music I've ever heard. It's worth checking out.
Jason?
I mean, this is some old Justin Bieber. Innie Meenie. Yeah, Fishing from Kingston. I don't know how I came across it, but it came on and I was like, damn.
Was it like Justin Bieber's Purpose that came out like 2 years ago? That has like What Do You Mean and Sorry and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. That one like actually changed the way I listened to music because I remember hearing it and not knowing it was Justin Bieber and enjoying it and like connecting with like new friends that I was making through that. And then that whole album, I was like, you know, I can like music that I think might be bad, but if it makes me happy and can like helps me connect with people, it's okay. And like that actually influenced me a ton.
Yeah, I actually have a question to ask going off of that. Like, growing up, what kind of hang-ups do you guys have with music that weren't necessarily your own, but were kind of imposed on you? Like for me, my mom never let me listen to hip hop. She was like, it's the devil's music. You will be a bad person if you listen to this. And so when I was 15, I heard, I think it was,
I think it was Mad Villain by MF Doom. And I was like, this is the best album I've ever heard. And like since then, I've just been on a crusade going through all of this music that's been, you know, kept from me in some secret locker. Not allowed to listen.
I was, for a really long time, without even listening to it, really against country, which is weird because I'm from Calgary, but but I just, I hated it in principle, maybe because I heard it so much when I was growing up. But then last year, I had a buddy say to me, and he was like super into rap, and he thought he hated country too, and he listened to Sturgill Simpson's Sailor Guys to Earth, and it was really, really good, and I liked it. And then that actually kind of got me way more into country than I thought I could ever be. So I think stepping outside your comfort zone is, you may be surprised what you find.
I guess it's kind of like, you step out of your comfort zone once, and then you're like, oh, if I can like this, maybe I can like other things. Let me give this a second try, this a second try, and then suddenly you have this huge catalog of music that you just love that you never thought you would.
Yeah, and I feel like now especially, genres are like mixing so much that it's so much easier to get into new ones. Like he just mentioned Sturgill Simpson. He has a cover of In Bloom by Nirvana, and I remember seeing him cover it on The Daily Show, and I was so confused. But I was like, this is kind of cool. So then like I started listening to him, and I realized maybe I do actually like some country music. And yeah, so I feel like growing up, yeah, I didn't like country. And for a while, it was like music about partying. Like, I don't listen to that. It's not like smart. But I feel like now there's a place for everything, and you can't listen to like intellectual, deep political music all the time. So yeah, that was probably one of my hangups.
I think you said something very important there. What you just said, music for partying, you can't listen to that all the time, right? All the time, yeah. Especially, I think you were right. I don't know. I hope you've not changed your mind, right? You can't listen to music, partying music, all the time, right? wrong time. But like, yeah. So this was the introduction to the Music Affairs Collective show. And we've gotten to know a bit about our hosts here. And we're going to be hearing these voices very frequently from now on, once a week, every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. And, you know, we're just getting started. We're just rubbing the surface on how diverse our music tastes really are. In the next coming weeks, you should expect some things like, you know, event updates, music album reviews, and like artist profile reviews. We've got a bunch of stuff cooking up. If you're a UBC student as well, we've got like some in-studio live performances that we're going to schedule. We're planning on having a Music Affairs Collective show where we're just going to host our own like artists and stuff. So there's a lot to be excited about. But the most exciting thing right now is UBC has a platform for the students to come and express themselves, you know, in terms of music. Truth is, that platform has always been there at CITR, but now the Music Affairs Collective is just revamping that. And I'm standing in the studio now, and all these guys are looking at me like, damn. You know, and like one thing I said, we all gotta be comfortable. You know, no one was born on radio, you know, but like, you know, it's just knowing that we have listeners out there, you know, people who like are interested in what we have to say. So please feel free to contact us, Instagram, CITR, Facebook. We're gonna have our own link soon. But you know, right now we're about to wind up the show. So we got one more round of questioning, guys. Who has a question they'd like to ask? Oh, there we go.
It wasn't a question, but I'm sorry to disappoint, but no, we were just talking about some issues before, I picked up Discorder magazine, mm-hmm. and there's a new article written. Do we have that article? Yeah, okay,
yeah, it's
right
Hothead.
There. It's called Hothead, and the author. Writes about the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue.
Yeah, and Graham Matheson.
And it's a very interesting article, and we're just kind of talking about partying not too long ago.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so it's definitely an interesting article. And Bailey, do you have anything? You just read it as well. Do you have anything to say about this?
Yeah, I did like a quick skim of it, and I would basically say the article was kind of critiquing the whole Welcome Back Barbecue and whether it was about the musicians and the music that was put on or if it was turned around and it became about the MCs instead. I didn't go to it, but according to this article, the MCs kind of made it a pump-up party scene, and this article is questioning whether it was for them and for them to look cool on stage, and if that whole setup of that AMS Welcome Back Barbecue was taking away from the focus of the music and putting it onto the MCs and the party scene and just trying to look cool and making yourself something you're not on stage.
Interesting.
So I went to the AMS Barbecue, and I think I can totally see what the author's saying, but I think it's a hard line to kind of walk in that it is a UBC event, and I think one of the MCs was the AMS president. It's an AMS event that they're hosting. And when he got on stage, I noticed that it was a little bit of a hype. He was kind of hyping himself up. He was hyping the crowd up. That's totally fine. He may have taken it to a bit of an extreme, which is what the article's saying, but I think at the same time, that is his responsibility. That's his job, and it's all in the eye of the beholder as to whether or not he did a good job of it. I can totally see their point, though, from my perspective.
I have a question just about the whole Welcome Back Barbecue on its own. Like, do you guys know the mission statement for it? Like, is it solely a pump-up event and they just have music to help that? Because if it is, then that seems to be a fair way to go about it. If it's just supposed to be a pump-up like Welcome Back.
Yeah. I feel like it is. I'm like, it's like a welcome back. We're just getting back from the school. And if you're going to think Frosh Week, like, if you're going to think about schools at out east, like, people kind of just want to party for that first week. And UBC doesn't really have the strongest Frosh Week. And if they're going for that mentality just to like party that one night out, like why not? I can see people aren't really focusing on the music, but if they're going for that mentality, just like want to have a good time for that one night, like you can't really criticize.
Yeah, I think like UBC is trying really hard to be like a better party school. Like I think someone posted an article. I just saw it on my Facebook feed saying like UBC is number 37 in Canada. Like that's so bad. We need to improve it. And then I feel like I can't blame the MCs for trying to feel cool, because like how often do you get to be on stage in front of like 1,000 people, right? And then you're just like, you know what I mean?
I think if you're on stage, you want to seem cool. You don't want to be like, oh, hi, I'm on stage. You pump up. You present yourself.
Exactly, yeah. So,
number 37 in what? Is there like a party school power ranking?
Yeah. Like Criterion.
Do they have like a tour where we can like go to every party school and judge it ourselves?
The way up the list, yeah.
Yeah, like what makes for a good party school? Is it like best parties, the number of events, like students who party? Like what are the qualifications?
I think it's like how many people pass out at the end of the like how many people get blackout drunk. That's a measure of a good party. Always. All the time.
Also spirit, you know? Like if a school is able to like pull together as a group, you're gonna be able to party together with just about anyone, but there's so many diverse groups at UBC, and I don't feel like all of them connect very well. But if we can all just say like, hey, like I'm a Thunderbird, I study at UBC, and everyone can get pumped up about that, then it's just another way to start conversation.
I guess maybe what to take like kind of from the critique of that article is that maybe there's a difference between music events about music and party events that happen to feature music, and it's important to realize that they're not the same thing.
So I don't know if any of you guys did this as well, but in contrast to that, I was also at the impromptu Vance Joy show that he did, and he just kind of showed up and I had no idea it was happening, and I think that was a totally, like I've been to both, and I think that was just a totally different vibe. I think the coolest part of that about like that is that there are people who didn't know it was happening, and they'd walk by, and I heard somebody yell, "Oh my God, is that Vance Joy?" And then they just come in and they see this artist, and I think I want to say that that's the kind of feel and event that I appreciate more and I connect with more, rather than something that to me AMS felt a little bit staged and a little bit hokey.
Great word. So, yeah, unfortunately, that wraps up this episode. You know, I told you guys, like, an hour flies by fast. So, yeah, officially, round of applause, our first episode. Beautiful. We made it. Hope you enjoyed the show, you know. We'd love to hear from you, feedback. Come down to the station sometime, CITR 101.9 FM, just below Pyre Squared in the Nest, you know. Feel free, come and if you're still interested in the collective, come and meet its members. Come and find out what we're about. We've always got room for more volunteers. As far as the radio show goes, we're going to see you next week. So right now, I want everyone to send a shout out before we leave. I want to say shout out my moms. Hey, mom. I'm out here. So you guys feel free to send some shout outs. We're going to wrap up the show.
I know Hayden and Diana are listening back in Calgary because they keep sending me snaps. And I think Ben's listening on UBC, and I want to say my brothers might be listening back in Calgary too. And so hi, you guys. Shout out.
I know during the ad break, my mom sent me a text. She's like, good job. So, sup, mom? Sorry about the hip-hop comment.
Shout out to Jody, my Dutch cousin. It's like 3 a.m. there, so thank you.
Shout out to my twin brother. He's in New York right now.
Just want to say shout out to CITR in general. Because I don't think I'd, like 5 years ago, I would have never thought, hey, I'm going to be on a radio show one day.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Major kudos.
Shout out to my sister, Rachel. They also work at CITR, and they told me to join. So they're the reason why I'm here. Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. Jason, shout out your mom in Africa, bro.
Yeah, shout out my mom. Shout out my dad. Shout out my sister. We made it.
Yeah. So, is that it? That's everyone. Want to say shout out to a DJ on the decks, Brayden. Thank you, bro. I think we've got a permanent role for you right there behind the screens. We appreciate it. And so that wraps up this week's show. Music Affairs Collective coming back next week, you know, with a name officially and a poster. We'll be out here. Take care. Have a good evening. One love. Let's keep the peace. Bless.
Old or New Testament.